Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
JJ in Milwaukee on 105.7. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. It's a pleasure to talk to you. It's been a while.
You're the man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, I just want to know, well, first of all, Marshawn Lynch will get fined $100,000, maybe even $300,000. And as far as game size go, up here in North Wisconsin, where I live, we're the 262s. We smoke cigars instead of cigarettes. And
that's beautiful.
Anyway, I want to know your opinion of Giannis Antetokounmpo. I know it's been one game, but I want to see what your opinion of him is so far.
Well, it's not for me just one game. It's the body of work. Like, if you look at what he did last year, let's say, and now to start the season with that impressive performance in Boston last night, 37 points and all kinds of other activities as well, rebounding and blocking shots. He is, without a doubt, now one of the most exciting players to watch in the NBA. I love watching him play. I actually really like that team. You got Brogdon. They got a lot of talent on the team. And I think, and it doesn't stop there either, but just his ability to play really above the rim and above everyone else and at a different level up in the air. He's doing, I think, alley-oops better than anyone in the league, including DeAndre Jordan. I think the Greek Freak is the deal. I could care less about DeAndre Jordan's game. I think that he's got game because he's big and physical and can finish. But the Greek Freak's flying through the air like a jumbo jet airliner. He's like a 747 flying through the air, flying through the paint, flying down the lane, flying down the baseline, swatting shots, tomahawk dunks, alley-oop flush rim hanging dunks. He's fast. He can run the floor. He can actually do everything. He's got a little handle for a big guy as well. There's nothing I don't like about him. I like his teammates. I like kid coaching him. I think they got a swerve about him. He's just an absolute big ticket offering. Must see TV. If he's on, I'm watching. There's not much else I can do. I think I covered everything. He's just an absolute pimp. The guy's game is just sickening. No one can stop him. And it's funny, like, you got a guy like Boogie who's got all that man, grown man move, power, and just you cannot physically deal with him in the low blocks, right? He's got all that, you know, India step backs, finishes, dunks, power moves, all that. But in my opinion, he plays like he could care less. Like, he's just so bored with all of it, and he's moping, and he's walking up the floor, and he just thinks he's above his teammates. That's why they got rid of him in Sacramento. They couldn't deal with his complaining ass anymore. This guy, the Greek Freak, you don't get any of that with him. You got big man flying through the air, this skinny kid dominating the NBA. And then you got guys like this that are never happy, and they got boatloads of cash, and they're still never happy. I love Boogie's game. He could be the most dominant big man in the league. He's an absolute force to be reckoned with, but he's been such a jerk and so immature that they had to finally get rid of him in Sacramento, and I don't even think they want him in New Orleans. There's already people talking about him getting dealt again. The Bucks aren't trading that Greek Freak for nothing. He's the entire franchise. He's the reason to go watch him. He's the reason to buy season tickets. You got, if you're even in Milwaukee, you're living there, and you don't have the cash to go to the games, you sit at home and watch every game on TV. If you don't have cable, listen to the radio, because you're listening to that guy dropping 30s every night and dunking on people's faces. If I played like him, In my games, because I'm dropping a lot of double-doubles too, Carver High, if I played like him, I wouldn't even come here to do this show anymore. I wouldn't. I just play basketball every night of my life. If I had game like him, I wouldn't even come here. Because that's what's up. That's what's up. If you have game like that, why do anything else? I wouldn't even eat ice cream. I'd just dunk in people's faces. But I would eat popcorn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.